Arab and Kurdish crime clans systematically recruiting refugees in Merkel's Germany. By Jack Montgomery on October 16, 2018. Arab and Kurdish crime clans are systematically recruiting refugees and building parallel societies in Germany, an investigation has found. The clans have systematically been recruiting refugees for the dirtiest jobs, such as selling drugs in parks and the subway, Thomas Spaniel, an organized crime specialist with Berlin's police force, told the Washington Post. Reporter Boyan Ponchevsky describes how thousands of Arabs and Kurds who arrived as asylum seekers from Lebanon and Turkey in the 1980s and, according to a report by the authorities, stuck by tribal and Islamic codes of justice, spurning the state and its laws, resulting in some large families turning into criminal enterprises operating according to their own rules and hierarchies. Ponchevsky reports that Berlin's organized crime scene is dominated by around a dozen mostly Arab and Kurdish crime clans with comprising roughly 1,000 individual criminals, but that the criminal ecosystem has been upset by more recent migration waves, with ugly consequences. Now it's like New York here, Chechens, Kurds, Albanians, Russians, Moroccans, Turks, Gypsies. Everyone wants their share, one gangster told Ponchevsky at a funeral for Nidal Rabi, a notorious gang enforcer who was riddled with 8 bullets in a public park in front of his wife and children. More than 2,000 people attended the funeral, with the Washington Post reporter's interlocutor vowing that those responsible for the killing will pay. The mainstream media outlet admits that migrants are vastly overrepresented in the crime statistics in general, with residents of Arab origin in the Berlin district of Neukölln, for example, accounting for more than 53% of serious repeat offenders aged between 13 and 21, despite being only around 10% of the area's general population. The Post also admits that refugees and asylum seekers across the country appear to be punching above their weight in terms of criminality, accounting for 8.5% of criminal suspects in 2017, well above their 2% share of the general population. Their overrepresentation in the figures for suspects in unlawful killing, assault, and robbery statistics is even more striking, at around 14%. The figures appear to lend credence, perhaps unintentionally, to U.S. President Donald Trump's recent claim that migrants have violently changed Germany's culture. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.